The push for immigration overhaul created some unusual alliances. The tech sector is a prime example. Tech business leaders allied with Latino community groups and labor unions in the push for an overhaul. Now that President Obama has issued an executive action, the high-tech world is feeling left out and looking at what to do next. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
For a while, it seemed, Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C. were singing each other a love song. In his 2012 State of the Union address, President Obama said America needs foreign technology workers to stay here and build multi-billion dollar businesses.
We should support everyone who's willing to work, and every risk taker and entrepreneur who aspires to become the next Steve Jobs.
Meanwhile, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, started giving his own campaign speeches, not just for visas to hire more foreign software engineers, but also for tomato pickers and dishwashers. He even recruited CEO friends from LinkedIn and Dropbox.
I was really heartened to see just how easy it was to get so many of the leaders of a lot of the great companies out here to sign on to support not just the issues that would benefit their companies, but full comprehensive immigration reform.
But after the president's latest speech on immigration, it sounds like there's less love in the air. Zuckerberg did not congratulate Obama on his move to grant temporary visas to 4 or 5 million immigrants. Facebook issued a cautious statement, as did Yahoo, saying they're waiting for more details on how the plan impacts the tech sector. Google and Microsoft did not comment.
Of course, we're still disappointed that he can't raise the caps. And we need a legislative fix.
Emily Lamb is an advocate with the Silicon Valley Leadership Group.
I hope this doesn't make it impossible to get this done. It was already very difficult to begin with.
Obama could not use his executive power to raise the number of H-1B visas, the single biggest demand among tech companies. But Lamb says he is making it easier for H-1B workers.
They can go home, they can switch jobs, and their spouses can work.
Foreign students will get more time to stay in the country and look for jobs after they graduate. And there's a new kind of visa pathway for foreign entrepreneurs who start companies.
I had already raised $1.5 million.
Pakistani Faizan Bozdar founded a tech company in San Francisco.
But what happens is that if your immigration status is somewhat unclear, that's a significant risk, and it's a significant risk for investors.
The president's action allows Homeland Security to look at startup founders and consider on a case-by-case basis if they can get visas. Bozdar says that's good, but he doubts it'll lead to much change in people's lives.
Today, I don't have reason to sort of jump in joy and say, yes, the problem has been completely solved.
A lot of us have just lost faith in the political system entirely.
Craig Montori with Venture Politics says in this last big move, Obama was responding to political pressure from millions who wanted relief, not to the well-reasoned economic arguments of tech titans.
To be fair, we're also a small community, so not a lot of people really have political reason to listen to us, even though our VIPs are major donors.
Montori isn't sure if the president's executive action will strengthen the coalition for a comprehensive bill or weaken the ties between groups as they return to Congress for more action. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.